to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
I just kicked off my shoes and I just adjusted my gun belt.
Ooh, that does sound good.
And that's a beautiful thing, especially in the round table of Armed American Radio. You can adjust your gun belt on Armed American Radio and get comfy, cozy, and talk about freedom over the airwaves. Welcome back, or welcome to Armed American Radio, the Armed American Radio Network. That's a beautiful thing. The Armed American Radio Network, and you are on it. Porterville, California, KTIP. Ooh, we're filling your prescription for freedom. Gotta love it. Look at that. The phones are lighting up already. Siloam Springs, Arkansas. Gotta love you. Welcome to Armed American Radio, KUOA, 1290 AM. Denver's on, KTNI. Oh, man. Just growing out of our britches over here. Folks, a couple things to, let's get some business out of the way here. First, the phone numbers. I think we're going to have one line open. So if you ring in and it's busy, keep trying. We have a full panel. The seats at the table are filled. We have one open chair. Feel free to join in. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. We'll get you in on the computers. And twitter.com/AARMark. And we've got emails coming in like crazy. The conversation with our guest, Pamela Gorman, U.S. congressional candidate, Republican, 3rd District in Arizona, has been incredible. And Pamela has been kind enough to stick around with us for the roundtable. So, with no further ado, Pamela Gorman, welcome back.
Thank you. I am so honored to get invited to stay. It's one of those moments where they like me. They really like me.
Oh, hey, listen, this is the roundtable. Let me explain how this works. We kind of let our hair down. And we talk about really anything we want to talk about in the roundtable. We let it fly. We take calls from callers across the country, and the phones have been lighting up for weeks. It's outstanding as we continue to grow across the country. And I'll take this opportunity now to welcome to the table my co-host every few weeks, Rob Pincus, star of Best Defense on the Outdoor Channel, SWAT TV. And Rob, wow, what a great hour this is going to be.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Pamela, I'm glad you're sticking around with us for the roundtable, so that's awesome. Glad
so
to be back.
Am I. My son probably is a big fan of yours. He's glued to those type of programs. It's what he does all day long when he's on the TV.
Great. Well, the more the merrier. And well, hopefully we'll get you watching the show, too, at some point. I know you're busy, but I'd love to have your opinions and feedback on the show as well, if you get a chance.
Oh, I'm sure I probably will when I have time to sit in front of the TV again.
Yeah, hey, you will. You got a little thing called an election to win, and, you know. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, welcome back to the roundtable, man.
It is a pleasure and a privilege, and this is the most fun hour on the whole radio week. Although, you know, this show has been good. This has been a roundtable since hour one, though. I mean,
it has.
It's been casual. You know, we've been having fun, and we've had some good laughs already, and this is just a great show this has been this week so far. So
it's been a really good format. I like the roundtable format, and to be able to take it into hour one and hour two and hour three is a lot of fun because we can talk about a lot of different things. When callers come in from all over the country, you know, that just pumps up the show because we go in so many different directions. So if you're calling Armed American Radio, the only thing I can ask you is try to stay on topic. But, hey, this is the roundtable. Call in and ask away. Folks, Investors Business Daily. And this is not some fly-by-night blog, folks. Look it up. Drudge has been running the link to this story all week. And it's over in the first column on the left-hand side of the page. It's dropped down about three or four. It was in the top left. Will Washington's Failures Lead to Second American Revolution? And it's written by Ernest S. Christian and Gary A. Robbins. Christian is an attorney and was a deputy assistant secretary of the Treasury in the Ford administration. Robbins is an economist, and he served at the Treasury Department under the Reagan administration. These folks have been in the higher echelons of the U.S. government. And I encourage you to read this column. It's running out there right now on Drudge. You can see it. It's been up all week. And it is one of the most brilliant pieces that I have yet seen on the direction that this country is heading under the stewardship of the current commander-in-chief. And George, I know you've read it, so let me go directly to you and just get some feedback from you on this.
Well, you know, what's amazing is that this is stuff that we've been talking about amongst friends behind closed doors. The subject has been there. But the fact that Investor's Business Daily is not a right-wing wacko blog, it's mainstream. They reference another article from the Wall Street Journal. And Investor's Business Daily and the Wall Street Journal are pretty much the number one and number two sources that businessmen, serious businessmen, go to and look for, you know, real news. And if there's any real journalism left in America, it's going to be found on the Wall Street Journal and Investor's Business Daily. The fact that this article is run on, you know, on sites like these, this is amazing.
And yeah, it is. It's a very powerfully written piece. Pamela, I want to get your opinion. I'm going to give a quote from the column here.
Okay.
Bill Clinton lowered the culture, moral, tone, strength of the nation and left America vulnerable to attack. When the attack came, George W. Bush stood up, albeit sometimes clumsily. Barack Obama, however, has pulled off the ultimate switcheroo. He's diminishing America from within so far successfully. He may soon bankrupt us and replace our big merit-based capitalist economy with a small government-directed one of his own design. And you can see the direction that this column goes. And it's quoting Bernanke and a number of others. And, you know, it's got a very provocative title. Will Washington's failures lead to Second American Revolution? It's not a call to arms. That's not what this column is. It is speaking the truth that the mainstream media won't tell you. They know the stories are out there because you hear dribs and drabs, but they make anybody who talks about the fact that this country is desperately heading down the wrong path, they make him out to be a kook.
Right.
And this, I think, the end of the column says it all. The overgrown, unpruned power of the presidency to reward, punish, and intimidate may now be so overwhelming that his reelection in 2012 is already assured Chicago style. And it says a wounded, rampaging president can do so much damage, and like Caesar, the evil he does will live long after he leaves office, whenever that may be. This is a very powerfully written piece.
It is. And, you know, it's funny because when I go around and speak at, you know, my little house meetings and things we do during campaigns, you know, I go out there on a limb and I say, listen, we are heading down a road. The country is teetering on the edge of changing in such a dramatic way that we'll end up the kind of America the founding fathers certainly never envisioned, but I don't even think that my mother envisioned in her generation. And the problem is when you get an entitlement society that is completely dependent upon the government, which I think is what this article is probably referring to. I haven't read it. But based on what you've said, you know, the only way you can change back from that is through almost a violent revolution. And I don't think anybody wants to see that. But I don't see the patriots in this country going quietly into the night and mm-hmm. allowing this country to become socialist.
Absolutely.
No. What concerns me about where the direction our country is heading right now is what I mentioned in hour number two. Rob, I was talking about how I thought that, you know, Barack Obama had been found out earlier in his term than he thought he would be. In other words, the American people are very awake right now. We're seeing a resurgence in the Constitution.
Right.
People are reading it. And they're paying attention to it, and they're learning about it.
I carry mine in my pocket.
See, you carry it in your pocket.
Absolutely.
With you. I've got it right up here on the website, and I'm one of those people too. Okay, and I believe that November. People have heard me say this for months. A big giant rolled up copy of the Constitution is going to smack a lot of people in the head and knock them right out of Washington here come November. All right, and when that happens, there's going to be an awakening in Washington, and the part of the party that has hijacked the Democratic Party, the progressive wing, the ultra uber liberal portion of that party, is not going to go quietly when they realize the direction. Because, you know, let's face it, you see this in poll after poll after poll. 70% of Americans favor the Arizona law. People are buying guns in record numbers. This is the Armed American Radio Network. You're on it. Don't go away. We're talking about freedom right after these messages.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back. Yeah, welcome back. The email's pouring in, as you can imagine, and I am not going to have enough time to get to it all tonight, but I see you, Jonathan. I see you in there. Yadu, I see you in there. Jonathan, I see you twice. Robert, I see you in there. Folks, we'll get back to you. We'll answer you by email. Hopefully we can get to some of those on the air. We do have a phone call, but before we go to that, I want to let Rob know that I'm going to direct him to the answer on this because I know what the call is about. So we're going to go to Benny in Texas regarding open carry and then has a question on Arizona. Benny, thanks for holding, man. Appreciate it.
Well, of course, Mark. Good evening, gentlemen, and good evening, Pamela.
Good evening.
Good evening, Rob Pincus as well, sir. We're enjoying your DVDs, and Shelly says hi.
Awesome, man. How are you doing tonight?
We're real good, brother. How are you?
Great. What's the question, man?
Well, let's see here. You know, being born and raised a Texan, you know, we do not have open carry in Texas right now, and it's been kicked around a little bit. We have got the concealed carry, and at that, you're looking at $125 for the license, $125 for the class. So there, we have a $250 infringement on the right to keep and bear arms. We have the sheriff of Hedgesville County out there south of Del Rio who's asking the citizens of his county to take up arms to protect themselves because he's got a $250,000 bounty on his head from our friends across the border. So he's got 17 deputies to cover a 5,000-square-mile area and having to rely on the citizenry. Now, what it is with open carry, you know, we've seen that as a deterrent. And people such as Shelley and myself, you know, we're well-trained. And, you know, to want to carry open and not be allowed to is somewhat disheartening, especially, I mean, it's in the state of Texas, for crying out loud. There's, you know, around here, you might just soon trip over a rattlesnake as a bad guy, and we're close enough to the border that we've got to start watching ourselves. And, you know, here a little while ago, I heard your disagreement with the open carry, and I certainly do see your position on that. But perhaps you can explain to us a little more, you know, after watching your DVDs and picking up on a little of your training there. Perhaps there's more reasoning as to why there shouldn't be an open carry.
Benny, that's a good question. Rob, go ahead and take it away. Rob, are you there? Have we lost Rob, Sean? Sounds like it. Benny, stick with us, okay? He'll pop back up here in just a second. Yep. In the meantime, I've got an email here from a gentleman, I believe his name is Eric, and it's a very lengthy email. He's 76 years old. There's no way I can go into the entire deal here, but I will read you this. Where do you draw the line on government interference in your life? I'm 76 years old. I was born 30 years before you. In my listening to you on your show, with all due respect, with all your stated concerns for the loss of freedom, with your repeated support for certain licensing requirements, you sound like a shill for government control. I don't think that's a regular listener. No such thing as a shill here for government control. What we're referring to regarding the licensing, Eric, I have a major problem with having to get a license to exercise a constitutional right. I have a problem with that. Unfortunately, that's where we're at today. Driver's license I don't have a problem with because driving is not a right, it is a privilege. There's a big difference between the right to carry a firearm, as Arizona will tell you, as Alaska will tell you, and as Vermont will tell you, versus driving an automobile. So we'll get to some of those emails later. We'll answer those emails on the air for you. Benny, I'm going to have to cut you loose, my friend. I'm going to have to get over to George. Rob has dropped off. If he calls back in, we'll have him answer that question. Appreciate it very much. Pamela, an awful lot going on.
Yeah, you think?
We're all over the board. And when you see something like that on an email, when I read something like that on an email about where do you draw the line on government interference in your life?
Well, you know, I think that government has a role, and that is to settle the disputes between people, you know, and to provide for those things that a single person couldn't do on their own and a private industry couldn't provide. You know, there are things like that, transportation, big infrastructure projects, things like that, that you generally won't have somebody go out and build a bridge by themselves.
No, and that's some of the things that you don't mind your taxes going to.
Right. You know, I do support private roads and private bridges, though, and that's probably a discussion for another day. But I think that there are certain rules of government, and outside of those rules of government is when we get into trouble. Because where do you draw the line on how much interference is too much? You know, that we have to acknowledge that we don't live in a society where, you know, it's all, you know, rainbows and unicorns. There are people that mean to do us harm, and that's why the government has a constitutional responsibility to protect us from our enemies, both foreign and domestic. And that is a huge role of government, but they get a little carried away, I think. You know, I've always told people the law doesn't do anything to change behavior. All the law does is define behavior. And if you define bad behavior, quote unquote, deep enough into people's personal lives, you can make anything illegal. You can make every American criminal. You could say breathing out air is under the EPA, that kind of is now, isn't it? Sorry.
That's fodder for another show, too. Believe me.
Nice. But, you know, this is what I think it's talking about. The government interference has an ugly hidden side in that they say, well, we're just enforcing the law. Yeah, but you have defined behavior in such a way that it's not useful anymore to a civil society. And that is one of the areas I get very frustrated by. You know, one person, one place, somewhere in the tip of another state commits a heinous crime. And so every politician in every one of the 50 states decides they want to get a little bit of that news juice by running a bill to make a whole bunch of behaviors that up to that point, with the exception of that one person, the tip of that one state, have never caused trouble. And now it's going to be a problem for every free American all across the country.
You are so right on the issue. You could have an overzealous government say driving 72 is a felony.
Right.
So I hear you. I'm with you 100%. That's always baffled me that you've got folks up in Washington who are elected to office. They police themselves. They give themselves raises. They create laws. They take money, and they don't live by them.
Right.
Hence Maxine Waters and Charlie Rangel and a whole host of others.
Ooh.
They just got caught.
Yeah.
And they got caught at a good time, as far as I'm concerned, with the elections coming up. But it'll be fun to see how the Democrats play this one out.
Oh, they'll throw them under the bus. You know they will.
They're going to have to. Yeah, they're going to have to. Obama's already said the same thing.
The committee said that they should just censure Rangel and basically just, you know, put him in time out for a little while, but not demand that he gets fired.
That's what I heard. And Maxine Waters, her deal comes out tomorrow, so that's going to be interesting.
Well, that was before Obama said that Charlie should just go away with dignity, retire with dignity.
Yeah.
And, you know, now that that's happened, their messiah has spoken. It's okay. The one said we can throw him under the bus, so let's go ahead and do it. But what you have is interesting, Pamela. You have freshman Democrats who are the ones calling for his resignation.
Right.
You have the freshmen in there calling for the resignation because these people are up for re-election. Okay? And they see that big, giant copy, rolled up copy of the Constitution marching down the hall.
Right.
You know, just like Mayor Daley did. Just like the D.C. City Council did in the Heller decision. They see that coming. Now, I understand, and I can see it on the board, we have Rob Pincus back. We lost him there. We'll go back to that open carry question when we return. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
I like that. We're going to jump right back into it because we have an awful lot to talk about and a full panel. Rob Pincus is back. Rob, welcome.
I'm back. Sorry, I had a little technical issue there, but I appreciate Benny and Shelley listening to the show and calling in, and anxious to get back to their question.
Okay, I'll tell you what, hold on to that. We're going to do that in a second. Let me go around and introduce the filled chairs here, and then I got a couple business things to get out of the way. Pamela Gorman, welcome back.
Thank you.
And George Hill, the mad ogre. George, are you really mad?
No, not this evening. I'm relaxing, got my feet up. I'm looking at a beautiful sunset and a thunderstorm rolling in off in the distance.
Pamela will love this. Nice. Pamela, we changed. I'm a big fan let's just say, Al Gore. All right. And, you know, with the whole global warming thing. So I removed the word degree. And we call the temperature here the gore. So you'll hear us say, George, what's the gore in beautiful Vernal, Utah tonight?
Oh,
the gore is probably right around 72 degrees here. Over
72 what, George?
72 gores.
72 gore. Pamela, what's the gore?
You know, we had a frightfully unusual day today. I think it only was in about 85 degrees. I don't know what it is now, but it's normally, you know, 110 this time of year. It was beautifully cool today. So, but I think it's unfair for me to say the temperature because I don't really know.
Okay, well, okay, it's cool. It's a cool gore.
It is a cool Gore, and you know, actually Al Gore would say that this is because of, now that the global warming has now become the dangerous global cooling, it's
right.
a big scare. I guess today is proof that we've gone from hot to cold, and so therefore change has taken place.
No, they just make it too easy. Rob, what's the Gore where you are? By the way, where are you today anyway?
Right now I am in western Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So, and it is 73.
73 Gore. It was very high Gore in the Atlanta metro area today. It was 94 Gore. It's been 95 Gore, you know, for the last couple weeks. And Sean, down in Tejas, what's the Gore?
It was like 103. We have Arizona's heat. It's moved over.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I know where it went.
Well, it's no longer global warming. It's Texas warming.
Yes, very. Yeah.
Folks, if you want to join us, call in at 877-956-9566. We're having more fun than a pro-gun panel should. 877-956-9566 or mark at armedamericanradio.org, mark at armedamericanradio.org. I have a couple of places I want to send you, and we'll go around the table and give some websites out. My book, Lessons from Armed America, real easy to remember, lessonsfromarmedamerica.com. Check it out. Now, if you want a signed copy, I have about 20 of them left, but I can get more. Head over to Armed American Radio on Facebook. Click the little like button if you would. We appreciate that. We've got thousands of people on there already. But scroll down a little bit and you'll see a link. I have a few more left. Hit that link and I'll send you a signed copy early to mid next week. That'd be great. Also, we're keeping alive the USCCA, the USCCA. We've got a really nice program for you. Actually, keeping it alive. It's already alive. We're keeping alive the USCCA offer at jointheuscca.com. Jointheuscca.com if you want to get involved with the United States Concealed Carry Association. You can also get some cool free stuff there. And we've got three packages available to you. Go over there, pull the trigger, and join. Like the tens of thousands of others across the country in all 50 states. Pamela, where can people find you on the web?
They can find me at gorman2010.com. That's GORMAN2010.com.
Beautiful. Rob Pinkish, you have some stuff coming up in Oklahoma, I understand.
Yeah, actually, I was just talking with Mike Seeklander at U.S. Shooting Academy earlier today, and I guess there's still some slots left. I think it's the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. We're going to be working at the U.S. Shooting Academy doing some combat-focused shooting training and some carbine work also. So it'd be great if there's some listeners in Oklahoma want to come out and train. And Mike's actually going to be a student in the class, and I'm sure he'll be putting out some pointers too. So it's kind of a two-for-one as far as the instructors will go that week.
Beautiful. Personal Defense Network, how's it doing?
PersonalDefenseNetwork.com is doing great. We just put some new articles out, and we've got some new ones in the queue. Tomorrow, I'm actually going to be in the Columbus, Ohio area. I'm going to be in Delaware, Ohio at Black Wing Shooting Center. They're closed on Mondays, but they're going to open up the ranges for me to go in and actually tape some new videos for Personal Defense Network. So I appreciate
that's a beautiful thing. The videos are hot, folks. Go get them. The videos are hot. I've seen them. They're great stuff. George.
Yes, sir.
Man, you got a lot going on.
Yeah, I got a full table. I've got a lot of things going, and with six boys, it just makes everything a juggling act.
And MattOger.com, let's not forget that one.
MattOger.com, we got WeTheArm.com, we've got Crusader Weaponry, and of course, all my activity on Facebook.
Well, check this out, folks. Listen to what we have coming up next week. I've been teasing this commercial driver, the CDL licensing. You know, Rob, I get calls. I spent 26 years in the transportation industry, predominantly full truckload, and everything from less than truckload to full truckload, and I've dealt with just about every angle of that business, union companies, non-union companies over the years. And I get questions all the time from all over the country. I'm a driver. Man, I'm on the road constantly. I don't want to go anywhere without my gun. And let me tell you, folks, I sympathize with these guys and gals. I know what it's like. I know what these guys and gals are up against out there on the road, and they get into some pretty seedy areas sometimes. So we're going to focus next week for one full hour with my guest, Alan Smith, one of several guests, I believe. We're working on the lineup now. And Alan Smith is involved in the transportation industry, and we're going to talk with him. He's got a great blog out there, a great website, and we're going to speak with Alan, and we're going to get an attorney in here, and we're going to talk about the commercial driver, Rob, and what they're up against. They're in a unique situation. Do you ever deal with any of them?
You know, it comes up a lot. Obviously, I'm traveling constantly today. You know, I'm driving through three different states with three very, very different rules when it comes to how you can have a firearm in your vehicle,
right,
and how you can have it on your person when you're in the vehicle. And these guys are dealing with that every single day, and I usually deal with it on a weekly basis. You know, it's easy to talk about the tactics part of it, but the legal part of it gets a lot messier real fast when you talk about guns inside of cars and you're crossing state lines and driving through certain parts of the country.
It does. You know, Ohio's got some crazy laws up there. And when you go from Pennsylvania, the peaceable journey laws. Now, we have federal peaceable journey laws, and I don't want to give it away. We'll talk about it next week, but it's going to be a great program. So if you're a commercial driver and you're listening to us, take the phone number down and check us out on Facebook, Armed American Radio, and send your questions over and send them over to mark@armedamericanradio.org, and we're going to try to help you out and answer a lot of them because we do get the question a lot. George, do you ever run into it?
At times, because you know, I'll travel to Colorado and I cross through Dinosaur National Monument, and then if I drive up into Idaho to visit family up there, there's those issues there crossing that state line as well. We got Wyoming just hop and a skip north of Flaming Gorge from us, so we've got those issues.
We've got a call on the line, Tim from Wisconsin. Let's jump over to Tim in Wisconsin. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. What is up there?
Hello?
Tim, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey. I've been hearing a lot on the radio, internet radio and everything, all the people talking about armed revolution and possibly, maybe not. And I'm kind of thinking that's a possibility because, I mean, I'm a Vietnam vet, not the political kind, like that said they've been there. I was actually there. I'm 59, been laid off for the last year. I got an interview coming up tomorrow, my first in 9 months.
Mm.
And everything I see going on with this administration we got leaves me to believe that it is just so totally corrupt. There's no way to really fix it. And I see all this stuff happening and hearing about it. I just read St. Louis is laying off 30% of their police. And
oh, wow.
I mean, it sounds to me like it's going right down the tubes. I mean,
well, Tim, I'll tell you what. You listen to the rest of it. We're going to have to cut you off right now. But when we come back, I'm going to turn that over to Pamela and let her answer that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back. I'm Mark Walters. Don't go away.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new Tuck and Go inside the waistband holsters. The Tuck and Go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck and Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco gun leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Welcome back, folks. We took a call from Tim in Wisconsin. We didn't get a chance to answer that. So I'll turn that over to Pamela. Pamela, we had a call from Tim up there, Vietnam vet, fought for this country, knows what it's like, understands freedom more than any of us because he fought for it. What are your thoughts when you hear, because, you know, you hear this stuff. First off, I guess I want to say, you know, nobody's calling for armed insurrection in the United States. But this stuff is on the internet. You can go to a host of different places and see this stuff. What do you think about this? Pamela, are you with me?
Yeah, can you hear me? I can hear you fine.
I can hear you now. Very good.
Okay. I think that particularly people who have fought in real wars, and I consider Vietnam to be a real war, you know, when you have seen what it really is, I don't think it's as romantic. But the problem is you have people who have never seen real battle, and they kind of get jazzed up, and they sit around, and they write in chat rooms, and they don't realize what they're really calling for. It's something they would never want to see in their lifetime,
no.
Particularly not on American soil. So let's put that aside. But I will say that there are things, as I said in the last hour, there are places in this country that Americans are not willing to go. They are not willing to go down the road of Marxism. They are, you know, and socialism is just Marxism without courage, you know, and I think most people
know
that. But I think that could cause some uprisings. Will it cause, you know, a militia to pop up that takes on, you know, the U.S. armed military forces in one big organized push? No. But I think you could see little sprouts of violence spring up as people, you know, it pulls that, I hate to say the trigger in their mind, but it flips that switch. And they actually believe that this is how they have to live out their destiny to save America. And I don't want to see anybody enter into something like that. Wouldn't it be better if we used our electoral system to bring this country back? I mean, we do have the freedom to vote in America.
Yeah, George made a point a long time ago that I like to mention, that, you know, the Constitution has built-in mechanisms to
Absolutely.
Correct where we're at right now, and it's called a vote.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the Democrats are going to get a taste of that in November.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we are in dangerous political times. There's no question about that. And I believe 2010 to 2012 will be a very dangerous political time in this country. And by dangerous, I mean where this is not the days of Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill.
No.
You know, doing political battle in the media and then going home and you know, Tip and his wife would come over and eat steak and drink wine. They were friends.
Right.
There's a division in this country politically right now that we haven't seen in a long, long time, if ever, this type
of.
Good.
It's good because it's causing people to decide what they believe.
It is. But, it's an awakening.
Yeah. But what you spoke earlier in your show about Ted Nugent's comments about apathy. And here's one of the things that I see. And I believe Peggy Noonan wrote, you know, hate and anger is not a sustaining emotion that can carry forward a movement. And I am a big fan of the Tea Party movement because it has brought people kind of into engagement again, brought them out of their apathy. But they've got to realize that the bitching and moaning is useful to get people's attention, but it's not useful to change your country.
Right.
And you need to get out and you need to make phone calls, you need to knock on doors, you need to email all of your friends and neighbors. Make sure that everybody knows who the candidates are that are committed to America, committed to all that makes America great. And what I'm not seeing is as many people actively trying to affect elections as they are bitching and moaning about the current administration. And I said I don't discredit the bitching and moaning. It's motivating for some.
Well, Barack Obama has been the greatest thing that's ever happened to a resurgence and an awakening to U.S. Constitution. This is people are involved more now than they've ever been. We're seeing tea parties across the country. I think, you know what, when you get a call from like Tim up there and people see this stuff, there are people angry in this country.
Absolutely, and they have a right to be angry.
They have every right to be.
But they need to funnel that anger into productive activity that
right.
affects elections, because that is how you will turn this country around. Our American military is not going to be beat as easily as this country has had a revolution, you know, back in its original days. In, you know, 1776, we had a much different army we were taking on. I don't think that anybody in their right mind thinks that a local, unorganized militia is going to do anything, nor would they want to, against our American military branch.
No, it's nuts. It's nuts.
It's crazy. So what we need to do is acknowledge that there will be some fires that spring up, and the only way to avoid those little fires that do nothing but take the lives of innocent patriot Americans is to do something in the elections. And doing something can't just be bitching. And I don't say that to put down any of the people that are doing the bitching, but let's combine that with some activity that brings votes into the camps of the people that you take the time to learn who they are. And I have been out on the street, and, you know, it doesn't make you popular when you say, okay, that's great, but instead of spending 4 hours rallying, do you know what you could have done with you 200 people on the phones for 4 hours? And that's my I guess, sermon.
Well, you got to work to get the vote out. And,
you
know, people, you need to rally people behind people like you. And candidates that are going to make a difference. You know, people see these quotes from like Jefferson. Here's one who said, "When injustice, you know, when injustice becomes law, rebellion becomes duty." Okay, you have to go back and you have to look in the context that these things were said.
Right.
In you know, at that time in American history, when America was forming and they were fighting for their freedom, and they were fighting a foreign power. You have to put this in context.
Right.
Okay, that's not what people are talking about here. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about getting out and pulling the lever.
Right.
And making a difference. George, nobody knows it better than you, man.
Well, I'd like to make the suggestion. If you've got anybody out there within the sound of Armed American Radio's voice, if you guys are thinking that you need to buy a new rifle and join a militia at this point in time, please reconsider that decision and instead take that $600 or $1,200, however much you were going to spend on that AK or that AR-15, and as much as I support buying guns, support a good candidate.
Absolutely.
Somebody like Paula.
Yeah.
Donate that money to her campaign so she can buy new campaign signs, so she can buy new advertising, so she can get out a message to get more votes, because that is the most important lever you're going to pull anytime soon.
Ever. And that's we had a great conversation last week with Dr. Robert Steele running against John Dingell in Michigan.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
I got a comment from somebody that said that they were taken back by my arrogant comment about John Dingell, or my arrogant tone in saying that John Dingell had never had a job. John Dingell's been in Congress for 55 years.
That's not a job.
That's an awful long time to not hold a private sector job.
Yeah, all of us are something, you know? A lot of these guys are like that.
So excuse my arrogant tone.
I don't know anybody who has a regular job that votes themselves pay raises every year.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Hey, Rob, wouldn't it be great, Rob, to be in Congress for 55 years and be able to give yourself raises whenever you want and then not abide by the laws that you create?
Yeah, as an independent businessman, I definitely don't get that option, but you know, it's nice for them, I guess.
I guess. You never know. Pamela, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Armed American Radio, and that is Gorman2010.com, correct?
Correct. Thank you so much for having me. It was a joy.
You bet, and we're going to follow your campaign. George, thanks very much.
Oh, it's awesome. This was a great show, and we'll have another one next week.
You better believe it. They just keep coming and coming and coming. It's a beautiful thing. Rob Pincus, as always, a lot of fun.
Great to be here. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get on personaldefensenetwork.com, go to our forum, and talk about Benny's question.
There you go. Beautiful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. You've been on the Armed American Radio Network. We've been filling your prescription for freedom. Porterville, California, welcome. It's a beautiful thing. Siloam Springs, Arkansas, welcome. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark king. Tell it to me
by the camera now, baby. This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth again. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.